Welcome to Talking Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm with folk singer-songwriter Andrea Von Kampen. And today we're recording at Healthy Rhythm Art Gallery in Montrose, Colorado. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
And you're joined by your band, which is made up of Jess Hansen and Steven Cantarero. And Jess, you are on violin. Hi, Jess.
Hello.
And Steven, you are on stand-up bass.
Playing double bass.
Let's start with a song, and I think you're going to play Motherland. This is off your album that came out in October 2019, Twilight and Evening Bell. That was a song called Motherland by Andrea Von Kampen off Andrea Von Kampen's recent album, Twilight and Evening Bell. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KBNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm with Andrea Von Kampen and her band, Jess and Steven, on violin and stand-up bass. And you all just look so beautiful and sound so beautiful.
Thank you.
Andrea, you're here in Montrose for a concert at Healthy Rhythm, mm-hmm. and I just saw that you played Hotel Cafe in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty historical venue for musicians getting discovered. What was your experience like?
Yeah, it was my second time playing there, first time bringing a trio, so that was kind of cool. I love that venue. It's a great spot for people to listen, so we always like playing in listening rooms, so it was great. It was really fun.
Yeah, it's a nice intimate space.
Yeah, definitely.
You have a couple new albums out from 2019, Old Country and then Twilight and Evening Bell.
Mm-hmm.
How did you put out two albums in 1 year?
Well, so Old Country I put out in February. So all those songs had been written and recorded kind of in 2018 as well. And then we moved to a farm for 3 months. And I ended up writing a few songs that kind of worked. Sort of like that outdoorsy vibe kind of thing. And I thought, man, these three songs work really well together. I'm just going to put out like a small EP. So I got into the studio and it was really simple arrangements. Just kind of guitar, a couple strings. And we just sort of decided this kind of worked as a project in itself. And just wanted to get it out as the three songs.
Mm-hmm. I know you live in Lincoln, Nebraska. Are you from there as well?
Yeah, I grew up right outside of Lincoln.
I've never been to Nebraska, and a lot of your music sounds very influenced by your home state.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe Nebraska to someone who's never been there?
Yeah, well, it's a prairie. It's lots of open spaces, open fields. I think it's a really honest state. It's kind of rugged at times, and I don't know, there's just sort of like a slow pace to it that you don't find in a lot of other places. Yeah, it just feels really real, I think.
Mm-hmm. And your bandmates are nodding. Are you both from Nebraska as well? Yeah.
I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota, but I've lived in Nebraska for about 10 years now.
Okay.
So, yeah, I agree, though.
She just can't stay away.
And Stephen, I don't know if you can get to a mic, but...
I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska. I've been there all my life.
Cool. We'll have to come check it out.
You will. Yeah.
I keep hearing about Lincoln, Nebraska. And
mm-hmm.
So Motherland, is that about Nebraska?
No. It kind of is. That's actually the one that's not as influenced by my time on the farm. But, you know, I think just being from a place and living in a place, almost everything kind of goes through that filter at times. But Motherland's about a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. You have several other songs that you're going to share with us on this Talkin' Music program, including one that you wrote last week, which is super exciting. And we'll save that one for the very end. But talk to me about Portland. This is a song off your album, Old Country.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny. People sort of think I'm obsessed with Portland. And it's a cool place, but it's more a placeholder for an idea of finding contentment and wanting something and thinking that that's going to make you happy isn't always the thing that does. So while I do like Portland, it's sort of Portland kind of stands for something far away that you think is going to be so much better than what you have. Let's do it. This place looks nothing like where I come from. The trees, they turn later, the sky comes undone. We drove all night through Coeur d'Alene and I woke up with the sun. Onwards to Portland, Oregon. I just wanna leave to say that I did. Nothing against all the green fields of my childhood, but I'm driving through all the same places that I used to. Thank you.
That was Portland, a song off of Old Country, an album put out by Andrea Von Kampen. And I'm Corey Stanton. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm with Andrea and her band, which is a trio, and I'm just mesmerized by the music. And
well, thanks.
This is such a neat space to be in and very just mm-hmm. cozy and intimate.
Definitely. Yeah.
Talk to me about Old Country, and I'm curious, like, what's your connection to Portland?
Yeah, well, Old Country was kind of just a culmination of a bunch of songs I had written. Old Country, the title comes from a Willa Cather book, My Antonia. She talks about, and Cather's kind of like Nebraska's artist. You know, we all learn about her. We have to learn about her in high school. It's kind of like our person. And she explains the prairie really well, and I think she does a great job of just encapsulating what it is to live in Nebraska. So this book, My Antonia, her father comes from the Old Country, and they keep calling it the Old Country. And so that's where the title came from. You know, how does Portland fit into the record as a whole? I mean, definitely it has some elements of wanting to get away from Nebraska, wanting to get out of where you've come from. I mean, just the land, like, I've been, like, driving through these streets forever. And it's, I think everybody who's lived in a place for a while has that feeling where it's just like, man, I've just, like, been taking the same street for, like, 4 years. What's wrong with me? I think just, like, a restlessness. And that album was a lot about different places and traveling and, you know, figuring out who you are and how where you come from fits into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me as a listener, that album was very, very much had a narrative and was like a complete story, which I really enjoyed. And mm-hmm. it was very cohesive as well.
Thanks. That means a lot.
Your first EP that you released is called Another Day, and this was an amazing record also.
Oh,
I think it really showcased your range vocally, instrumentally. To me, the album was bluesy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I heard a lot of blues and a lot of kind of extra guitar.
Mm-hmm.
How do you
feel? I think you're right in that. I think the, you know, it's sort of interesting you say that. I think at that time I was working with someone who was very blues influenced, so it's kind of funny you say that. You know, genres are kind of a little bit meaningless at times, but I feel pretty folk-centered. So yeah, it was sort of cool to have some of those different elements come into that. I'm trying to like think what songs are on that record right now, but I think I know one that you're talking about that has that.
How do you feel like your music has changed over the last several EPs and albums?
Mm-hmm. I think when I started, I didn't quite know exactly what I wanted to say at times. Like, I knew that I liked writing songs and I knew I kind of liked these simple narratives, but as things have progressed, I feel comfortable like just writing longer songs. You know, it sounds kind of silly, but my first songs were really short, and I think I'm growing in that way, and also really prioritizing reading and getting different vocabulary and finding new ways to say things, new stories to tell. I'm just kind of always trying to grow in that way.
Mm-hmm. And I read that your music is influenced by literature and mm-hmm. art. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how did you learn how to play the guitar, and when did you kind of discover you could sing?
Yeah, well, I come from a pretty musical family, so singing was sort of just like a default thing. Everybody sang, and there was never any like fear or hesitation around singing. My family would sing like 4-part hymns, so it was sort of just like a given that you were going to take a part and sing. So that came really naturally. My dad plays guitar. This is actually his guitar, weirdly enough. So I started taking lessons from him when I was little, and then I kind of got disinterested, and it wasn't until I started realizing that I could make like more than $7 an hour if I like played a wedding or something. Oh. And I was like, oh, well, I should learn these two songs because I sort of know how to play guitar. And so that was really what got me into learning how to play. Like I really do kind of consider myself a singer first and a storyteller, and the guitar is kind of just like a necessary vehicle to do that well and, you know, not have to hire out people to accompany me.
Mm-hmm. And then when did you start writing music?
Yeah, I was doing weddings, kind of doing like different work for hire gigs. And this was all like 17, 18 years old. The wedding thing didn't last long, but I kind of realized that I wasn't going to be able to be a performer if I couldn't have my own material. So I just sort of sat down my first year of college and said, I'm going to start writing songs, and they might be terrible, but I wrote this first song, and my brother's actually a composer, so I sent it to him, and I was like so scared. I was like, just tell me if this is like terrible. I know it's probably terrible, but just tell me if this is terrible. And I still remember getting the email back from him, and he was like, this is great. And it sort of just set me off to realize like, okay, I think I actually might be able to write music. So that was kind of how it started.
What song was that?
Train Song.
Yeah, I kind of thought. You got a lot of recognition for that, right? Like NPR had put out Artist of the Day,
I think I read. So what happened was my second EP, the song Let Me Down Easy, got featured in Tiny Desk, NPR. And then shortly after that, Train Song started to get into a major playlist on Spotify. So that was the first song that really kind of started to kick off the Spotify stuff.
Were you excited? Were you like, holy cow, this is crazy?
I had no idea. Actually, Brett, who's behind the camera right now, we were like in DC or something. He's like, man, Train Song has like 10,000 streams on it. And at this time, I didn't even have Spotify. And I was like, oh, well, people must just like it. And we had no idea. So that was the start of that.
And now it has like a million or something.
Yeah. I don't know. What's it at? 4-5 million? Something like that. So,
yeah. Awesome.
People must just really like it.
Yeah. You have another song for us. This one's called Two Stupid Kids. And mm-hmm. I heard you before the interview say that this was your grandfather's favorite song.
Yes. My grandpa wants me to write songs just like this. Treat her right, stay awake, laugh all night at you and me, me and you. Hold her hand, don't let go. If you love her, let her know. You and me, me and you. If you're feeling kind of scared, just remember why. Two stupid kids with our hearts on fire. We lost control as the flames got higher. Oh, carry away with a burning desire. Thoughts on fire. I never thought this would be me. One plus one, and now there's 3-0. You and me, and you and she and all our friends are out tonight. But I sit in cause money's too tight. You and me, and you. And if you're feeling kind of scared, just remember. Control as the flames got higher. Oh, carry away with a burning desire. Two stupid kids with the hearts on
was Two Stupid Kids, a song off of Desdemona by Andrea von Kampen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm joined by Andrea von Kampen and her band, Jess on violin and Steven on stand-up bass. So it sounds like you're working on a new album.
Mm-hmm. I really started working on it in the month of February. Just wrote every single day. I've got a handful of songs that I'm pretty excited about, and then I'm going to keep writing and start recording in August. So kind of in the writing process still, but trying some of them out on the road.
Nice. Are you recording in Nebraska?
Yeah, I record at this studio about a half an hour out of Lincoln called Silver Street. It's in Ashland. Ashland's a town. It's really pretty. It's like hilly. It's like a little village. And there's this really awesome studio out there. Yeah, that's where I'm recording right now.
Well, we're going to get to hear one of the songs that's likely going to be on your new album. Mm-hmm. It's called That Spell. Do you want to go right into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
We're just living on your time. Don't you worry, 'cause it's all gonna be fine. We cover for you because that's what we do. Lost inside that spell.
That was a song called That Spell. That's a brand new one from Andrea Von Kampen. You mentioned that you grew up singing hymns with your family.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did you grow up listening to?
A lot of people. I'm inspired by a lot of different genres and artists. I grew up with a lot of jazz as well. My brother is a jazz composer and did a lot of piano and jazz stuff. So early on, I was listening to a lot of instrumental, but also like Ella Fitzgerald, Kurt Elling, a lot of folk as well. Paul Simon's a huge influence for me. James Taylor. My dad's a choir director, so a lot of choral music as well. So it was just kind of coming at me from all sides.
Mm-hmm. I love how you can go from kind of like a lower register to this really high, like, but it's very fluid.
And, thanks.
And maybe that's part of the jazz, or just being able to improvise.
Maybe.
I'll speculate.
Yeah.
You have one more song for us. This one's called Julia, and this is off of your recent album, Old Country.
Julia lays in the sunshine and waits out by the water on the bay. And the sun goes down, and the sun goes down. Where is her lover? The day is breaking over the water. Julia moves to the city.
I felt very emotional. Oh, wow. I love the instrumentation. You all just sound so good together. And so do you compose the song and then...
Yeah, I write the tunes. Some of these my brothers arranged the string parts for, and some of them they've just made up. So it's kind of a big collaboration between the four of us.
Well, tell our listeners where they can find your music and hopefully some upcoming tour dates.
Yeah, totally. They can find our music pretty much anywhere that music is streamed or downloaded or listened to. So Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, Apple, SoundCloud. We sell records on the website, so they can find them there. And my website is www.andrewvonkampen.com.
Cool. Well, thank you all so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more original Talkin' Music programs and for a direct link to Andrea Von Kampen's music. Thank you for listening to your community radio, KVNF.